Barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
Club Fitness has something for everybody this fall. Join in November for just $1. That's right. Four quarters get you started on your fitness journey today. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. Lift local at Club Fitness this November for just $1. To learn more or sign up online, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Every day is Veterans Day to Kate Smith. Even in heaven, she's still belting it out. Broadcasting in the colors of red, white, and blue, Kate Smith, it's showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
FM. Pungent odor.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by, here's a name you hear every single day, and usually more than once a day, Window World. Can't hear it enough. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the website. This is the window that if you're AM and the PM, and you don't at least include them and let them come out and give you a bid, then you're not even really AM and the PM. You're a fraud and a wannabe and a pretender. Window World, we'll talk after this.
Hey, up
the control board. When did you come back to our soil?
December 27th, 2006.
Okay, so 13 years you've been back here.
Pretty much, yeah.
You've been back only 6 years shy of how long you were over there, because for 19 years, for those who may not know it, you were in Great Britain. 10 of those, you were in Birmingham, England. Now he's here. He's a dad. How's that little Theo doing?
He's doing great. He's growing. He's constantly hungry, but he is starting to sleep longer through the night.
Now, do we know, and forgive me if I forgot Mom's name, did you ever give us her first name? Or?
Yeah, her first name is Joslyn.
Oh, that's right, she did. How does she spell
like that?
J-O-C-E?
No, J-O-S-L-Y-N.
Ah, that's a good name. Well, if you're listening, hello, Theo's mom, Joslyn, and mom. I'm glad to hear that things are going well. With the little, you know, you should have named, because I think you can name on the birth certificate any name you want. You should have named him like Theo Limestone or something. You know, just got takeoff on,
Mini
on the
Limestone.
Whole Limey thing. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio, not on the road, didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even, We lost our meeting. What happened, Bruce? Bruce dropped his baton.
He did.
Just for a second there. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Are mittens the same as gloves?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Mittens, you only have holes for the thumb. Oh, gloves, okay. You have finger.
Gotcha.
Sleeves.
Well, who said they thought you wore mittens?
Somebody was yelling, and during the... You probably couldn't hear it because you were yelling also, but I actually have to listen to all of you people screaming, unlike, you know...
I don't think any man wears mittens. Not
he
a
said
real
I don't
man.
Wear mittens. That's why I asked. I wanted to confirm that I don't wear mittens.
Stop the music for a second.
All right.
What is that? What is that? That nursery rhyme? Something little mittens and the kittens. It's kittens and mittens. Kittens. What is it? What am I trying
I
to think of?
I've never heard that nursery rhyme.
Three little kittens. They lost their mittens. It's something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And didn't know where to find them. That's all I remember. Start the music.
Hello, everyone.
I didn't really rhyme, did it?
Eating their curds and whey.
No, that's a Muffet. That's a whole...
Fell off the wall.
Yeah.
That's Miss Muff. Little Miss Muff.
Oh. Little
sat
Miss
on her
Muff.
Cuff. Yeah. So let's see. Oh, I know who's next. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with
That's
over
right.
40 locations, including their newest one in Waterloo, Illinois, on North Route 3, right in front of Walmart. Now, through the end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place for all your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right, he doesn't wear mittens. No man does. No real man wears mittens. I don't know, the little kids, I guess. What's the point of them? You can't. You know, what's the point? You can't do anything with them. You don't have any dexterity.
You try getting a little kid's fingers into gloves.
Yeah.
Hold on, Bill. You said you don't know what mittens are.
I'm actually having to Google what that.
Now that's a real man, right there.
The difference between.
They're gloves with no fingers. It's just like a mitt.
It has a
like
thumb
a catcher's
hole.
Mitt.
It
yeah.
has a thumb
oh,
hole.
I
just
okay, this. I got you.
I just but no fingers,
Sorry,
just a thumb.
I wasn't you.
Did I not say
yeah.
that?
You know what it's like? It's like wearing a pot holder or one of those things you pull out hot dishes with a casserole thing. Those
an
hot
oven
glove things.
Yeah,
oven mitt. Thank
yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it.
That's kind of what they look like.
What I said.
Well... I'll tell you a guy who used to wear those oven mitts when he worked around the ovens at Denny's and Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, but he didn't have to wear them any longer when he went to sell knives door to door until he cut himself real badly. And then he thought, well, maybe I better put those mittens back on or just quit selling knives. He chose to quit selling knives. Then he was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. Then he was a DJ at a roller skating rink. He was an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. Today, I mean like today, November 12th, he's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of setting, resetting, and checking and rechecking our digital clock. Let's check the time. 5:19, 11, 12, 13, 5:19, 14. And yes, that has just been confirmed by the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Uh-huh. When sometimes you'll say, you know, as a PI, And some of you might go, well, what's that? That stands for private investigator, because, yes, he's that too. Wasn't there a movie called, like, She's All That or something? So he's all that. All that I just mentioned. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Do you want the nursery rhyme version or the Andrew Dice Clay version?
No, just the nursery rhyme version. Three kittens, right?
The cat and her kittens, they put on their mittens to eat a Christmas pie. The poor little kittens, they lost their mittens, and then they began to cry. Mm. Oh, mother dear, we sadly fear we cannot go today, for we have lost our mittens. If it be so, ye shall not go, for ye are all naughty kittens.
Wow. What in the world do we teach kids that ye and... You know, what
that's
the,
kind of a mean...
old English. Back when.
The Dice version is only two sentences long, and it's clean.
I would do it.
It is?
Yeah, I can clean it up.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. That's more than my lazy wife does, that smelly baboon.
Yeah, that's the edited, watered-down version.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So, Tim Woodburn, did you... you haven't yet.
No.
Say hi to your sponsor.
No, I was talking about smelly baboons. I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. They would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot this holiday season. And by the way, all 2019 models remaining on the lot, 20% off sticker price. Now is the time to jump on that. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. Bernice is in heaven. And last night, I had some chili. This is good chili weather. And had some chili, and then I thought... You know, I always eat chili the same way. Maybe every once in a while I should try it the way a lot of people eat it. And a lot of people will put onions and there's something else they'll shred up and put. I can't remember what is it, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. They'll put onions and shredded cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, that's right, Rat Boy. Oh, come on. Yeah. Grate some little onion, little giblets like they put in those White Castle burgers. Put that in your chili with some shredded cheese. That's good eating.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Lively crowd today. It's like a Thursday crowd in the annex. And it's only Tuesday. Brought to you by Window World. I don't believe who in the room broke a window as a kid. Ever broke a window?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did.
See, I think most kids, I don't think I ever broke a window. I had a BB basketball. Gun and everything.
You rode a motorbike.
Yeah, but I didn't break a window. Fact. We're not talking about motorbikes. We're talking about windows. I didn't break a window, even with a BB gun. I had a BB gun, and, you know, I didn't even put a hole in the window. I didn't, with a rock, a baseball, never broke a window. But it happens. If it happens with a Window World window, guess what? Covered. No problem. Glass breakage, the labor, all that. You say, well, how can they do that? Thank you for asking. How can they have such an extensive, all-inclusive warranty for a window that's that affordable? Well, here's how. Because these windows, outside of an accident like we just talked about, they generally don't go bad or break for your lifetime. That's why it's called a lifetime warranty. And that's what comes with every Window World window. They also do... entry doors and some other things. You'll see all that on the website that I'm about to give you in a minute. And I do realize that most of you I'm talking to right now, most of you are not in the market for windows right now. But most of you aren't in the market for a new car when we talk about Landoff. You will someday, sometime, you will be in the market. And when that time comes, we want you to think before you think of anything. In fact, I'll bet you most people can't even name three window manufacturers. Our
window
audience
world.
Can name. There you go. That's one. That's not three. I don't think most people can name maybe two. I doubt most people can name three. All we care about is that you know one. and that's Window World. Now, if you want to go scrounging around, look online, find another one, let them come out and give you a bid, fine, do that. And you know what you'll realize? You'll then realize even more what a great deal and what a great product Window World has. It's Window World. Nobody else comes close. Second is a distant second. They are far and away the number one selling replacement window in this country for a lot of good reasons. And if you want to find out what they are, some of them, then go to WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
And I didn't even mention the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, the people I just told you about, in addition to all else they do, sponsor this guy I'm about to introduce. That's right, he's sponsored by Window World. Again, the website is windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please show your appreciation by way of your applause for Bill Clevelin? How are you, Bill?
Good, thank you.
Where are we going today, or what are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, yesterday I mentioned that I had done this, did this passport thing with the state of Tennessee, and they kind of show some of the different country music highlights and interesting historic spots. And one of the places that I mentioned briefly that I went to was the site of the plane crash that killed Patsy Cline. And so, hang on, I got to do this. Totally worth it. Feels much better. And so it's in Camden, Tennessee, and I don't know if you know much about that incident, but I have a handful
plane
of
crash
plane
killed Patsy Cline, right?
Yes,
Nothing gets past you.
Yeah. So
it wasn't just Patsy Cline that died.
Yes, there were a couple other folks.
There was the pilot as well, wasn't it?
There were four
pilot died.
Total. Yes,
there were four. Pilot died. Hawkshaw Hawkins mm-hmm. died. Patsy Cline, and I believe. Hold on. I have never forgotten this. The fourth person. It's a famous mm-hmm. person. Patsy Cline.
It was not the big buffer.
No, it wasn't. That was Richie Valens. It was Hawkshaw Hawkins, Patsy Cline, the pilot, and Cowboy Copas.
Cowboy Copas.
There you go. Here's an interesting little fact. Hawkshaw Hawkins had never had a song hit number one on the country charts until he died in that plane crash. He had just released a song, and then he was killed, and that song he released hit number one. Now, maybe part of it was because he died in a plane crash, but he never lived to see his name the number one on the charts. So there you go.
What I found most interesting was, so she knew there was bad weather and decided to get in a plane and go anyway. And Dottie West had offered to help her get back to Nashville in the car. She had a car that they were going to drive, and her words to Dottie West were, quote, "Don't worry about me, Hoss. When it's my time to go, it's my time to go." Ooh, and she died at 6:30 that night after getting in the plane. But so there are some spots that you can visit around the country where there have been famous people who have died in a plane crash. And yes, it sounds morbid, and maybe it is a little bit morbid. For example, this Patsy Cline site, it was I did four different stops on my drive through Tennessee, that places that I had not been to, and this was one, and it was on the way. I thought, whatever. And I went, and the sun had just pretty much was all the way down, and it was cold, and you're walking to this site, and it was, I gotta tell you, it was a little eerie. It just was a little eerie. They have a marking there where the plane crash happened, and then a boulder down below. You walk on this like pathway, and it takes you down. And it's got a marking on the boulder that, you know, and people leave flowers or coins.
The people in country music loved Patsy Cline.
Yes.
I mean, they did. And you know that, and it's not a joke, one of the people on foot walking through the woods looking for the wreckage was a very close friend, Roger Miller, Mr. King of the Road. He was walking on foot with the other people searching, trying to find any debris from that wreckage. And she had a lot of friends in the business and a lot of people who really liked her, because apparently she was just a very likable, down-to-earth woman who also could curse like a sailor. That's
right.
Common knowledge, too. Yeah, she could hold her own in the profanity department.
Yeah, so the crash happened in Camden, Tennessee, for anybody that wants to go and see that. So I have a handful of other famous folks that have cried. I don't have all of them, so feel free to jump in after I give you. I have like seven of them here. So the first one is Otis Redding. He died in a plane crash. He was the pilot. That was in 1967. Crashed near Madison, Wisconsin. What's crazy to me is that Otis Redding was only 26 years old.
Wow.
And you think about it, and he was at the peak of his career. Wow. He had Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and, you know, all these great, great songs. He was from Macon, Georgia. He flew. He was apparently a pretty good pilot. He would land at
Not quite good enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm just telling you.
It's like being a pretty good high dive walker. You know.
Yeah. I think there's always pretty good until
Always a risk. Always a risk.
Okay, do you know whether or not Otis Redding was an instrument-rated pilot? Because Patsy Cline's pilot was not.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know that. Honestly, I don't
And I never will understand, as a pilot, I will never understand these people like John F. Kennedy Jr. and all these people who fly into that crap and do not have an instrument rating. And guess what happens sometimes? So,
Limey mentioned this one earlier. So Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Do you know what year that happened?
No. Hold on. So I'm gonna guess.
I know it was the
70,
day that music died.
I'm a 72. That's just a guess.
Really?
You're very close. 1959.
I was going to say like 67, but wow.
1959.
You were going to say 59. You're forgetting your own routine. You were going to say 59.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. 1959.
And I was talking about Otis Redding being young. Buddy Holly was only 22 years old.
Oh.
But Richie Valens
was 17.
Yeah. Wow, that's
Now, I have been to that site. That's in Clear Lake, Iowa. And you can find it's right off of the highway. Someone has built this. It's actually really cool. It's this gigantic replica of Buddy Holly's glasses that people, you know, visit and leave flowers for and whatever. But again, kind of an eerie thing to be there and going, holy crap, this is where the plane crashed. All right.
I know that sometimes we repeat ourselves, but let's tell the story again quickly about who was supposed to be on that plane.
I know the answer
and wasn't. The answer is Waylon Jennings.
Yes.
And in an interview, and I've watched it on YouTube, Waylon Jennings tells the story about the last thing that he said to Buddy Holly, because he was the guy who had to take a bus away. There wasn't enough room. They'd be overweight. So as they're taxiing out, he said, "Yeah, I hope your plane crashes." That's exactly what he said to me. Just the way that we would do that to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he said he didn't think a thing about it until he heard, and it took a while before he even remembered that that's the last thing he had said, and that bugged him for a long, long time. But it shouldn't, because it's what friends say to each other.
Yeah.
Most of the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd die in the plane crash?
Now, yes. How do you not know? Maybe I have that on my list here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Evans would say, you ruined his report.
Well, simmer down there.
Pipe down over there and, you know, do your little control board stuff and leave the host.
Which is better, simmer down or pipe down? Which is better?
I like pipe down.
Simmer
I like simmer down.
Yeah. Simmer down, Bill.
I just kind of prefer shut your mouth.
That's the Tim Woodburn.
Yeah, I'm not quite.
Yeah. Pot kettle.
Not quite. All right, Ricky Nelson.
See, Tim cannot let it end without the last comeback. Do you know that?
My granddad would say he's got the case of the last word itis.
He does. No, he does. All right, go ahead.
Ricky Nelson died in a plane crash northeast of Dallas. Never heard of him, huh?
Nope.
That was in 1985. All right, Limey mentioned...
Son of a bitch. You said? You said SOB, and you said the whole thing unedited, and you didn't even say SOB. You said, son of a...
Next time you cough like that, you need to cover your mouth with your mittens.
You need to fill your mouth with a bar of soap.
Frustrating. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
There goes our show.
Wow. A new low.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, Limey mentioned this, was 1977. Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And his sister were on, and she was a backup singer, died in a plane crash, in Gillsbury, Mississippi. Or Gillsburg, Mississippi, I think.
Who was the famous white supremacist at that? Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Okay, two more.
Thank you.
And I bet everybody knows where they were when they heard this one. John Denver.
Oh.
1997. Seems like it was longer than that.
That was a homemade plane, right?
Yeah. It was called a Long EZ, the letters EZ, and he had just bought it. He didn't build it. He just bought it, just picked it up, and was buzzing Clint Eastwood's house. And then went out over the ocean and out of fuel because the fuel selector, left tank to right tank, was behind him. He wasn't as familiar with that plane as he should have been, and that did it. There are people who speculated that he committed suicide because he was at kind of a low point and had depression, and I don't buy that. I think that's what happens when you're in a plane you're not familiar with.
Okay, so last one. Jim Croce died in 1973 in a plane crash. I did not know that. Well, I knew he died in a plane crash, but I didn't know how he died in a plane crash. The pilot, I guess,
hit the floor. You know, well, hit the ground, I should say. That's how he died.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Wow, you're hot today.
Unbelievable.
You are hot today.
So
I don't know how he died in a plane crash. Oh, maybe it was because the plane hit the ground.
No.
Pretty good, actually.
No, you don't know what
you're talking about. Knitting. He was knitting, and that actually was when they changed his name to Jim Crochet.
Oh, my goodness.
No, the plane was taking off, and the pilot did not get the plane high enough, and it hit a pecan tree.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sucks.
There you go.
I love
that. Then the guy says, nuts.
As soon as
he
did. Oh, my God.
Just the last second, he saw that pecan tree. Ah, nuts. Boom. That was it.
Okay, well, I apologize to everyone, especially for saying son of a on the air.
Didn't Stevie Ray Vaughan also die in a plane crash?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He absolutely did.
Amelia Earhart.
So did Jim Reeves, great country singer Jim Reeves. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Was Will Rogers one also?
Yes, he did. You're right.
I saw that, too. All right, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Here's a question, and I think a good one. He's not going to win, but if he did, this Pete Buttigieg, if he became president, what would his husband, would first what?
First man.
I mean, it's something we'd have to deal with. We'd have to figure this out.
Be the first male.
They talked about that when Hillary was thinking about winning. What would Bill Clinton have been called, the first man?
No, gentleman is what they would
first be. Gentleman?
Gentleman.
First gentleman. Oh, that makes sense.
So are you serious that Buttigieg's husband would be first man?
No. I'm sorry.
That doesn't sound
first gentleman,
right.
That's fine. I just, this is not the first time this question has come up.
Yeah,
so is that what somebody has decided it would be?
It's what they were going to recommend if he won. It's what she was going to recommend if they won.
No, I'm talking about Buttigieg. Has anybody decided what the Buttigieg thing would be?
Hmm.
What his husband would be called? We're not going to have to deal with it because he's not going to win. So
the first booty call.
Actually, that's very funny. Yeah. So far today, you win, Dan. You just took first place. You just took first place. You may have heard this incredible superhuman, Jimmy Carter, is out of the hospital. This guy's 95 years old. They had to go in and do a pressure on the brain relief or something. I spoke to him this morning because we're good friends. I have a cell phone number.
And
I'll play you a little bit of it. I remember he just got out of the hospital this morning. Here's what he had to say.
I'm Jimmy Carter. I just got out of the hospital. I had brain pressure. I had a little pressure in my brain. I'm fine. I'll be fine. I'm Jimmy Carter.
Wow. Well, sounds fine.
He does say his name a lot. Well, he's older.
Remembering who he is.
Well, he's old, I guess.
Oh, I forgot to play this part.
Well, I can't wait to get back out there to Habitat for Humanity, build a house. I'm Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
There you go, Jimmy Carter. Thank you. What else is going on? This is just a pet peeve. I don't like the term human remains. I don't like that, but I don't know of an alternative.
Would you prefer
I read an
human
article.
Leftovers?
That's exactly what I was going to say. No, I had.
Really?
That's the
Somebody
only thing I could think of is human leftovers.
Interrupter. Awesome.
Leftovers.
Human leftovers.
Oh, see what Tim just did again?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody interrupted the master interrupter. Awesome. It's like he takes great pride in anything that takes me down a notch. See, that's his mission. That's Tim's mission, I think.
Hot girl.
No, I thought of leftovers as a bad idea, but I did think of leftovers. But it doesn't bother anybody. A human remains. Just, I don't know, something about that.
I never thought about it.
Human never really, you know.
No.
But there's not another option. Yeah. There's not another good option. What else is going on? I heard the story about, I think it was Days of Our Lives, one of the soap operas is in trouble or they're negotiating. Who watches soap operas?
I didn't even know they were still on because they're not on regular TV.
All right. Now, your mom.
I think they are.
But does anybody, forget men, does any woman under 60 ever watch a soap opera? I can't imagine that any 30-year-old women watch soap operas.
I don't know
how they're still on the air, because they're still the same exact show as they were in the 60s.
Aren't those shows basically like what we watch and binge watch now? Those are basically kind of soap operas because they have the storyline, they have like a villain in it, they have all this stuff, so they could be considered... They're called a drama or whatever, but it could be considered a soap opera. Like one with
There's
the
no ending
Suits.
To them.
With Suits.
I don't know anything about that. I've never seen Suits.
Oh, Suits is great.
Yeah, but there's no ending to a soap opera. It just keeps going on.
No, yeah, there's not. And you could tune into one and you haven't seen it for 3 months and you pick right back up. It's like you haven't missed anything. I don't know who's watching them. Somebody, I guess, is. The advertisers wouldn't spend money there. I've talked about this before, too. This just came out in an article this morning. They already know, according to the United States Labor Bureau, whatever, that over half the workers in this country will end this year without taking all of their vacation. What is the matter with you people? Take your vacation. Let's repeat this for those of you who must not have heard it. If you're not taking your vacation because you think it's going to impress the boss and you'll get points or an extra bonus, no, you won't. No, you won't. All you're doing is telling your boss that you place no value on free time and you don't mind working, so they'll just pour more on you. They'll just take advantage of you. And it also tells them you're kind of stupid, that you don't even take all your vacation. Take your vacation, for goodness sakes.
Hey, Frank, just so you know, I'm going on vacation next week.
You're not a full-time employee, so...
I actually know two people who purposefully do not take their vacation because they can't stand their spouse, and they know they have to spend more time with them.
Wow. Well, that makes... That makes sense. That actually does make sense to me. But not taking it because you think you're going to score points, nah. No, you're not. And this is just a story. I have to mention this story because everything about it is wrong. It's from last week. I didn't get around to it. There's a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant, I want to say outside Chicago. I'm not sure. I think it was Chicago. And there was a black family in there. And the manager or whoever at Buffalo Wild Wings went over to them and asked them not to sit where they were going to sit because they had a regular patron who was a regular there, came in often, who was racist and didn't like black people. Everything about that is wrong. What they should have done is ask the racist to leave and go to another. No, they fired the manager, thank goodness.
Good.
But this person actually said to the black family, it'd be better if you sat over here because one of our customers, regular customers, just does not like blacks.
Oh my Lord.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's not in anybody's manual as how to handle that situation. You ask the racist guy to go somewhere else. Ladies, could you get in here, please?
That's nice.
The reason earlier that I said once and for all I wanted to know the plural of moose is because of this joke I'm about to tell, because it has moose in it. And we've established Moose is the plural of moose. Like deer is the plural of deer. One deer, two deer. One fish, two fish.
Red three fish, moose. Blue fish.
Thank you.
Rocky.
Thank you. This is a story of two FM DJs who are out of work, and with what little money they have, they, for whatever reason, have always wanted to go moose hunting up north. So they take what money they have, and they get a package, and they go online, and the next thing you know, they're in a seaplane, and they're landing in a remote place way up north in Canada. And the pilot, before he takes off and lets them out, he says, I'll be back tomorrow to pick you guys up. He says, now look, you cannot leave here with more than one of these animals. The moose is a huge animal. Don't kill more than one. We can never take off. We wouldn't be able to leave with more than one. So if you bag one, consider your work done. Got it. The FM DJ and the pilot takes off. Pilot comes back to pick him up the next day. Right there on the shore, two great big dead moose. And he says, I thought I told you. And the one FM DJ says, now, hang on a second. Before you get upset, we couldn't help it. It was a clean shot. He goes, I don't care. I can't take off with two and the two of you and your supplies and me and fuel. We'll never clear the treetops. No. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave one of these animals here. And one of the FM DJs keeps arguing. He says, no disrespect, Mr. Pilot, but my friend here and I, we did this last year. We did this same exact thing, and we killed two, and we talked the pilot into putting both of them in the plane. And I believe, sir, it was the same plane. Is this not a Cessna 210? He says, it is a 210. He says, uh-huh. He looked at his FM DJ, but he goes, wasn't that the plane? His buddy goes, yeah, that was it. 210 last year. It was a 210, same plane. And he says, sir, I'm telling you, last year we killed two moose. We had the same amount of supplies. My brother and I weighed the same as we weighed last year. The pilot was the same size you are, and we put them both in the plane. Pilot says, I can't even imagine that was possible. And they wear him down. He says, all right. They shove these big old animals in the plane. They cram themselves in there, and he throttles it across the water. And oh, man, he's giving it all he's got. And very gradually, the plane starts to lift up. It's trying to climb. It doesn't get more than 10 feet, and it just crashes into some massive trees and splinters all over the place, and there's moose body parts all thrown around, and the two FM DJs are laying there moaning and groaning, and the pilot is almost dead. It's a mess. And one of the FM DJs looks over at the other one and says, Are you okay? And his FM DJ buddy says, yeah. He says, I think so. I probably broke my legs, but I think I'm okay. And the first FM DJ says, so where do you think we are? Where do you think we are? His friend says, well, I don't know, but it looks like we're just a few yards from where we crashed last year.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. They cleared the accident southbound 170 on the ramp to Scudder. You have an accident reported eastbound 270 near 170. Delays westbound 44 at Jefferson, again at Lindbergh, and again past 141. And you're heavy westbound 64 from Vandeventer to Clayton Skinker. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $18.30 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts and find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
Club Fitness has something for everybody this fall. Join in November for just $1. That's right. Four quarters get you started on your fitness journey today. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. Lift local at Club Fitness this November for just $1. To learn more or sign up online, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Dallas, Texas, here we come. Mike Evans standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. They are closed only on Monday. Gift cards are a fantastic idea. They have them ready and waiting for you. They sell thousands of them every year. They're closed only on Monday, and you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. And when you go to dinner or lunch at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You'll be really glad you did. From Dallas, Texas, here's Mike Evans, everybody. Good to the last drop, as somebody once said.
Good vintage. Good vintage. Mm. All right, popular question, name the name of the celebrity for first singing to acting. Born in Texas, has been treated for being a sex addict, and owns several oxygen bars around the country. Billy Bob Thornton. Woody Harrelson. Kevin Bacon. Matthew McConaughey. Answer in a minute. Here's some scoop for you. Kanye West is on fire for God. He drew 17,177 people at the L.A. Forum Sunday, where he preached with his 90-strong gospel choir. People paid $20 each, with all the proceeds going to feed the homeless. A friend of mine covering for Associated Press tells me it was the real deal. Reminded him of a Billy Graham crusade. Kanye wants to do one every week, and the big scoop is
it true.
President Trump will be attending one soon. It's another, you heard it here first. I've ignored this ridiculous story long enough. O.J. Simpson suing the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas, claiming his reputation has been damaged. When the hotel asked him to leave, they say that O.J. became belligerent, broke a glass. That's what they said.
Oh, boy.
O.J. says those accusations damaged his reputation. Question, what does being belligerent and breaking a glass, how does that damage the reputation of a felon and murderer?
I'll tell you how, Mike. When your reputation is that of a murderer, you don't want it switched to glass breaker. It's like a demotion. It's like being demoted.
Is that bizarre?
And he better be careful, because if you remember, he cut his hand on a piece of glass or something that last time and made people think he killed those people.
I know. Yep. You're exactly right on that. Movie news, Brad Pitt is John Barrymore. Emma Stone is Clara Bow in Babylon. This is going to be a huge, huge movie. It's about Hollywood in the 1920s when it segued from silent films to talkies. Damien Chazelle, who is a fabulous screenwriter, is writing the script. This movie does not open till Christmas 2021, but people are already talking about it. By the way, heads up, there's a lot of movies coming out this weekend, so tomorrow I will review the movies Ford versus Ferrari and Charlie's Angels.
Okay.
Are you excited about that, homie?
Why do we need another
Charlie's
Angels?
Did you watch Charlie's Angels as a TV show, homie Jeter?
I did watch it as a TV. I never saw one of the movies, but I did watch it as a TV show. Who couldn't if you're a heterosexual guy?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I get a lot of emails and something new every day. Excuse me, every Tuesday I'm going to answer one on the air.
Okay.
This one is from Tammy in Madison, Wisconsin. Asks, what is up with George Clooney lately? Well, George Clooney is directing, writing, and producing much more than acting. George's next movie is called Good Morning Midnight. It's coming out on July 4th, 2020. Now, the storyline for this movie, George plays a scientist alone in the Arctic, tries to make contact with a spacecraft returning to Earth.
Hmm.
How boring does that sound?
It sounds real boring.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. I'll pass.
I don't get it.
I'll pass.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. By the way, we're also next week going to take a look at Mel Gibson. We haven't heard much from Mel Gibson lately. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
The last film was Professor and the Madman, just out about 4 or 5 months ago with Sean Penn. Cost $25 million to make, made $5 million, and they pulled it from theaters. That is a big P.U.
Okay, but he can afford it because remember what he made off that Passion of the Christ? Like $800
million.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He cleaned up.
Did I tell you that there's not going to be a sequel to Joker?
I don't remember if you did.
There's going to be a trilogy.
Wow, really?
Thank you. Thank goodness.
Now they're talking about three. Poor George Lucas. Needed a getaway from his 30-acre, million-dollar mansion, the ranch and studio in California. Everybody needs a getaway.
Yep.
He just closed on a $22 million condo at 432 Park Avenue, which is one of the nicest buildings in New York. $22 million. You would have thought he would have tried to find a place far, far away.
Wow.
Oh, I see what he did there. I see what
did
he did.
That?
1 minute. 1 minute.
Far, far away. See, that was because of
Wizard
the movie.
Of Oz reference. I
yeah,
got
we
it.
Got it.
50 seconds. We get it.
And finally. And finally. Name the name of the celebrity who prefers singing to acting, born in Texas, has been treated for being a sex addict, owns several oxygen bars. Billy Bob Thornton, Woody Harrelson, Kevin Bacon, Matthew McConaughey.
I'll say Woody Harrelson.
Man, I'll say Woody.
I'll say Bacon.
I'll go McConaughey. Right, right, right.
The answer is Woody Harrelson.
Oh!
Yes. Thank you.
I give it up, all of a trip.
Man, I thought sure I had that one. I thought, well, this is easy. This is McConaughey. But I was wrong. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Hope you'll be back here tomorrow. We will be. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Colin Kaepernick scheduled to hold a private workout Saturday in Atlanta. While all NFL teams have been invited, there's no confirmation of any RSVPs. The event will also feature interviews and was set up in conjunction with the NFL. The NFL also flexed the Packers and 49ers matchup set for Week 12 to Sunday Night Football. The Seattle at Philadelphia matchup that was going to take place then will instead be at 1 p.m. Eastern. The league also clarifying its schedule for Week 16. Three games will be on Saturday, December 21st. The Texans at Buccaneers, Buffalo in New England, and the Rams at 49ers. The baseball writers have announced that Minnesota's Rocco Baldelli is the American League Manager of the Year. The Cardinals' Mike Schilt has earned the National League honor. An MLB investigating a report from The Athletic that the Houston Astros used a camera to steal signs during the 2017 World Championship season. I'm Ralph Irvin.
We are Fox Sports.
Do you know who this is? Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's